Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 17th. I'm reading from the New International Version, and we're in 2 Chronicles chapter 5 today. If you missed yesterday, this was the part of Scripture where God made a covenant with David, and he said, "You're not going to build my house, but one of your sons will build my house." And it's really talking in two ways. We know that Solomon builds the physical temple, but our Lord Jesus Christ is one who builds the eternal house of worship. Okay, 2 Chronicles 5 is about Solomon completing the temple. So we're doing like the fast track here. We're going from Saul's life to David's life and now on to King Solomon. And Solomon completing the temple today in 2 Chronicles 5. When all the work Solomon had done for the temple of the Lord was finished, he brought in the things his father David had dedicated, the silver and the gold and all the furnishings, and he placed them in the treasuries of God's temple. Then Solomon summoned to Jerusalem the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes and the chiefs of the Israelite families to bring up the Ark of the Lord's Covenant from Zion, the city of David. And all the Israelites came together to the king at the time of the festival in the seventh month. When all the elders of Israel had arrived, the Levites took up the ark, and they brought up the ark and the tent of meeting and all the sacred furnishings in it. The Levitical priest carried them up, and King Solomon and the entire assembly of Israel that had gathered about him were before the ark, sacrificing so many sheep and cattle that they could not be recorded or counted. The priest then brought the Ark of the Lord's Covenant to its place in the inner sanctuary of the temple, the most holy place, and put it beneath the wings of the cherubim. The cherubim spread their wings over the place of the Ark and covered the Ark and its carrying poles. These poles were so long that their ends, extending from the Ark, could be seen from the front of the inner sanctuary, but not from outside the holy place. And they are still there today. There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets that Moses had placed in it at Horeb, where the Lord made a covenant with the Israelites after they came out of Egypt. The priest then withdrew from the holy place. All the priests who were there had consecrated themselves regardless of their divisions. All the Levites who were musicians, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and relatives, stood on the east side of the altar, dressed in fine linen and playing cymbals, harps, and lyres. They were accompanied by 120 priests, sounding trumpets. The trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, the singers raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang, "He is good. His love endures forever." Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud, and the priest could not perform their services because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What a glorious scene where, when all the singers are singing and all of the musicians are playing their trumpets. It's quite wonderful. And it reminded me of Easter Sunday when our choir and the people who had come from the symphony orchestra were playing their instruments and they were singing together the Hallelujah chorus. So today I want to end by giving you that recording after we pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for this story of Solomon completing your temple. And we're reminded today that you have said to us and your new covenant people that our bodies are your temple. And so we pray, Lord, that today out of our bodies would come great praise from our lips, from our lives, from our thoughts. Turn our attention to Christ as King, for he shall reign forever and ever. Amen.